This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In our next segment, we're going to be talking to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, talking to us about this undercover investigation they're conducting in terms of these people who are, and some of them, it's now come out, there's ads that are being run in 20 different states across the country saying, we'll pay you $2,500. Be a protester. A grassroots protester. No. You're not a grassroots protester if they're paying you that kind of money. $50 an hour. They're saying they're going to pay these people to do that. But they did an undercover investigation. They got video of people talking about how they wanted to infiltrate the deplorable ball, one of the inauguration balls, and release butyric acid. So we're going to talk to him about that, about his upcoming part two of that report. But I want to finish with what I was talking about in terms of the pushback from the Washington establishment. You know, in this New York Times article, they talk about high-powered lobbyists who are worrying their clients will turn up in a Twitter feed, civil servants who say they know that Trump knows nothing about running a bureaucracy, so we have to defer to them. You know, we're now this Byzantine Empire where the bureaucrats run our country. Now, they do. They do. I mean, look at what the EPA in particular is doing, but of course, there's been a massive amount of regulations. I reported on this yesterday. There's been, I think it's 87 rules that were passed by Congress in 2015, but 3,400 rules? See, if they call it a rule, they can do anything they want. The prohibitions against excessive fines, excessive punishment, that doesn't apply. So in the, and we've seen that happen with the EPA, particularly coming after that. Remember that one farmer that had an eight-acre plot in Montana, and he built a stock pond for his animals and for the kids to play in? And the EPA came after him with tens of thousands of dollars of fines per day and then tried to garnish his wages. He was a welder. So the prohibitions against unreasonable fines don't apply. You got the FAA saying, hey, we're going to put massive fines against you if you don't register your toy drone. And these people do whatever they wish. You don't have the presumption of innocence either because they say it's a civil regulation, not a criminal offense in most cases. So that is something that's very dangerous. But these people are saying, hey, you know, we're really concerned about this. And even the New York Times points out this region is one of the largest and wealthiest economies in the world. And that's pointed out by the Brookings Institution. They know that very well. These people, like the elites at Davos, have been pigs feeding at the trough at our expense. And that's why people are angry. You know, you have this dichotomy that's going on here. A lot of people go, oh, look at the stock market. Look how great it's doing. Well, of course, most of this stock market that you see, that you're going to see Barack Obama take credit for in a few years, you're saying, look at the stock market when I left office. Most of the stock market went up that you've seen this year has come post-election in terms of people anticipating that Trump is going to cut taxes, cut regulation, cut the chains that Obama and the bureaucracy have forged upon us. And so that's a response to what people are anticipating happening. But these people look at it and they say, wait a minute, you might actually cut federal workers. You might actually cut our budget. Just like Davos is looking at this. And in spite of the fact that they've accumulated gross amounts of wealth just in the last year, as we reported yesterday, in the last year they had 62 people that had as much money as half of the world. And that changed just in the last year to only eight. Only eight. And three of those eight run major media organizations here in the United States. The New York Times, Washington Post, Bloomberg. Three of those eight guys who have wealth equivalent to half of the world's population. So that's the kind of concentration that we're seeing. And it truly is in this respect, in terms of sovereignty, when you talk about who gets to make the decisions about your life, that is a zero-sum game. You can grow the economy and everybody, we can cut regulation and taxes and everybody can get wealthier. We don't have to worry that somebody over here is making more money than us. But when you see this kind of concentration of wealth, that is coming from the kind of regulations that cut the rungs off of the ladders for people who want to start a small business. And that's why small business is so optimistic. At the same time, and you can see this article, we'll probably talk about this later in the broadcast, on Drudge Report, as robots take jobs, Europeans mull free money for all. It's what I talked about and have been talking about. Talked about that yesterday. Universal basic income. They want to put you all on welfare. It's a soft kill. It's a pacification. It's what they did to the Indians on the reservation. That's Agenda 21. That's the template for Agenda 21. Stay with us. We'll be right back. James O'Keefe.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. Joining us now is James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. Yesterday, we showed part one of his investigation. They did an undercover investigation of people who were planning to not only interrupt the deplorable, not only to try to shut it down, but also to engage in criminal operations. So we're going to talk to him about that report, also about the upcoming report, part two of that investigation. James O'Keefe, of course, as you know, is president of Project Veritas. He's well known for his 2009 Acorn investigation, the systematic corruption that he discovered and showed in multiple offices that ultimately forced that group to disband. Then he also did a very important investigation into NPR. They did a sting where they had two executives there. Executive Ron Schiller, Senior Director Betsy Lilley, they agreed to receive $5 million donation from a fictional Muslim organization, and then the House of Representatives voted to defund them. In September of 2011, Project Veritas led an investigation into Medicaid offices in six states. So he's had a massive influence in exposing the truth, of course. That's what Project Veritas means. I mean, that's what we always see. The whenever he exposes the truth, actually, we see the same thing happen that they always do when a whistleblower talks about criminal operations, shows corruption. They always attack the messenger. They come after the whistleblower. That's one thing that Barack Obama will be remembered for. But joining us now is James O'Keefe. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about, let's break down this part one that we saw yesterday. Of course, what they were talking about doing was releasing butyric acid in the deplorable, and that is the thing that gives human vomit its smell. So it's very disgusting, intolerable smell. It makes people sick. They want to do that. But in concentration, it is an acid, and so it'll burn your skin. It'll burn your lungs. It's a very dangerous thing. That's a criminal conspiracy, isn't it, James?
Yeah, it's actually covered under the D.C. anti-terrorism statutes. And it's not just a prank. This acid could, it's a flammable material. It could burn your lungs. It could cause a stampede out of the National Press Club, people trampling one another. It's considered terrorism. And we took the footage to the FBI. They had the video. They had these people's names and numbers. They had their last names. When we took this footage to them, they thanked us and said they were going to be launching an investigation. And they also said they wanted to set off the sprinkler systems and get people wet. It's going to be cold outside. They want to do as much harm physically to people as possible. And then, of course, they responded by saying, well, we were just punking me. Well, if that's the case, then why did they continue to send these plans and emails, follow up with more emails talking about how they're going to do this? They did recon of the building. They cased the building to ensure they could actually carry out these plans. And it's just a laughable kind of cover your ass excuse trying to say that this was all a joke. Yeah. When in fact, the FBI has their name and number.
And of course, we see this all the time. You know, people have a right to exercise their free speech. And I think that the protests in terms of standing there with a sign, talking about something, I think we're actually too restrictive on that in the U.S. because you look at these political conventions, what they do is they have protesters at both the political conventions. They put them far away from where the political convention is. In most cases, the last several elections, they put them in cages. You have to have a permit ahead of time. But what we're not talking about that kind of free speech here. We're talking about people who are being paid to agitate. And we have seen this in the run-up to the election, that they get violent with people, that they instigate violence. And then, of course, that violence is blamed on Donald Trump or on Trump supporters and not on the people who go there as paid agitators. Washington Times has a story today that's on the Drudge Report talking about how they're going to pay people up to $2,500. They say, hey, we'll pay you $50 an hour. We want you to do six events a year, so forth and so on. I mean, this is, and we know we've seen George Soros involved in it. But when you're talking about stampeding, it's very important what you said there. Trying to stampede people out of a venue like that, that is a very dangerous situation. We've all known of situations. Just look at Black Friday at Walmart. People that get trampled and injured at Walmart. But this is trying to create a situation like that, trying to create something where people get trampled at a massive crowd, like a concert or something like that. It's going to be a large number of people. And they're trying to do something that is very dangerous to people. It ought to be a crime.
Yeah, it is a crime. It's considered under the anti-terrorism statute. You have the statute up in front of you there, but it's punishable by a 5-year prison sentence and significant fine. We have another video coming out here momentarily that will show not just the butyric acid aspects, but they're also going to try to shut down the railroads.
Wow.
They're going to try to disrupt public transportation. And these groups, this is not just an isolated group. This anti-fascist league works with a bunch of different other groups. The League of Conservation Voters in California, Workers of the World Party. And by the way, it's kind of ironic that the anti-fascists are planning on gassing people. I mean, I hate to make a joke, but in the HVAC system, it's just bizarre. And as you see there on the screen, this guy named Scott Green had these planning meetings inside of a house where he's talking about the people that were intimately involved in the top secret plan. He's referring to our journalists. The media right now is trying to make this whole thing out to be like, it's just a joke. They were playing me. I was inciting them. I didn't say a word, not a word about any of this stuff. We were there to listen. And one of our people did get compromised and did get found out. But we had more people who were on the inside. And they were telling us all these plans, and we just listened. And then they sent a follow-up email on January 21st and said, the quote, the recon went pretty well. We left with confidence that we can accomplish our objective with no negative consequences for our side. CCing our journalist. So their excuse that they were playing along turns out to be a total fraud. There you have it right there. Scott Green, CCing our journalist on that. God, your producers are great, by the way. And that was fast.
Yeah, they are fast.
CCing our journalist, Tyler. We use the name Tyler, and it's in one of the email addresses. So they there it is, Tyler Marshall, 1992, was our journalist playing that role. And why would he be sending emails to the entire group? If they were really counter-stinging us, they would have immediately told people that they caught us or put the video out like they did in another occasion. So I'm really disgusted by, again, the mainstream media trying to bury this. But the good news is we have another video coming out here momentarily that shows their plans to and hopefully people get arrested, because you wouldn't want this to actually happen on Thursday.
Absolutely. And you're not the we also had another recording. Then it was not as detailed as your undercover investigation, but it was somebody at a meeting where they're talking about similar types of things. So we see that. We see these ads going other places, and yet when you expose it, we're just joking, or you're the problem, as I said before. Yeah. They always come after the whistleblower and make you the issue, just as they did with Hillary Clinton's emails. It wasn't a problem what we learned about Hillary Clinton. It wasn't a problem what we learned about the DNC. It was who exposed that? That's what they do every time this stuff comes out.
Yeah, that's what Alex and I talk about all the time. It's the pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. I just got a question asked by Snopes.com. I mean, ridiculous. I mean, this. By the way, you want to talk about fake news?
Yeah.
Snopes.com. I think isn't Facebook subcontracting with them or partnering with them or something like that? Bethany Palma, this was a few minutes ago. She didn't even ask me about this video. She said, back in December, you were exposed by trying to meet with someone. I said, Bethany, why aren't you asking about this video? And back in October, Bethany said, quote, virtually impossible to fact check without complete clips, and quote, out of context remarks. I mean, what's out of context? For you to report that something's out of context, you have to provide your audience the evidence that it's out of context. It's really, I mean, I can't tell you how disgusting and corrupt these people, Snopes.com.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that Facebook is using them as a substantial source to corroborate information, it's outrageous. But again, the good news is we're going to keep dripping out information, and they can do all the damage control. We release more videotape exposing that they're doing damage control. This is how you have to fight these people.
Well, you know, it's disgusting that we have these media gardens, the guardians, these people are going to be final arbiters of the truth being appointed. And the thing that concerns me even more about that is they've funded now the State Department of all places to be arbiters of what's true and to push back against things. We're talking about Facebook and Snopes. Of course, I'm sure you're aware of the nasty divorce that happened with the couple that runs Snopes. And literally, as Gerald Celente always called them, prostitute media. We found that they've got as key members of the organization one who's still actively working as an escort, as a prostitute, another who's working as a dominatrix. And so they quite literally are the prostitute media. They will go to the highest bidder. In this particular case, I'm sure they're getting paid pretty well by Facebook. He's got a lot of money.
I can't believe how fast your producers are when you talk, getting that stuff. That's incredible. Yes. There you have it. And not to scoop myself, but we have people this year. The number one target of ours is going to be the media. That is the target. They are the ones who elect our politicians. They were actually very ineffective this past year at electing our politicians, but they are the number one target. They do not want to report on the fact that people are going to cause havoc and violence on Thursday and Friday. And if this stuff actually happens, the media is now complicit. This is criminal.
Yeah.
What the media is doing. It's criminal for them to try to turn it around on the person who's exposing the violence. I say, do your job, Snopes. Call the FBI right now. I'll even give you the names of the people that my lawyer met with and get a comment from them. Are these people being arrested? They're talking about gassing people at the press club. So anyways,
well, that's why it's so important what you're doing, because their narrative is to pretend that there's going to be some kind of spontaneous conflict. And it's who started it? Did that side start it? Did the other side start it? If you show that they've been premeditating this type of activity, then that kind of destroys their whole narrative that, oh, it was the Trump supporters who started this when and we were just there innocently standing by. We're going to be right back with James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. We're going to talk about part two of that undercover investigation. We'll be right back.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. Of course, their website is projectveritas.com. part two of the undercover investigation of people who are plotting to disrupt the Trump inauguration is uploading now, isn't it, James, on your side? It's not quite ready.
Yep. I'm looking through my production room. It's exporting and uploading to YouTube and Twitter and Facebook here. And
okay.
It basically involves, it's going to be out momentarily, it involves a plot to shut down the trains in D.C. to actually commit conventional terrorism, to chain the trains down.
Wow.
And punch people in the throat. It's very violent. It's very graphic, and some specific plans on how to shut down transportation systems. I don't know if these guys are going to get arrested, but I hope journalists do their jobs and put pressure on law enforcement agencies for a comment here. I've done everything I can. This is the second installment that we'll be releasing, and it really gets into the weeds. It shows all their planning meetings. It shows phone calls. It shows emails about what they do, what they intend to do.
And, you know, when we saw these so-called demonstrations against the Trump rallies, we had situations where ambulances were blocked because of situations that these people created. That is something that affects, people who are in emergency services, as well as the attacks on the vehicles that they blocked, putting paint on them, keying them, attacking people just because they thought they were Trump supporters. That is the type of thing that these people do, and as we said in the last segment, they always portray this as, well, you know, hey, we were just there as protesters exercising our First Amendment speech, and then that other guy started it, and, we don't know who threw the first punch or whatever, but now you see these people ahead of time. That's why it's very important you're under a cover investigation, because it shows that this was their premeditated intent to create this type of situation, not that it was something that just spontaneously happened as they were exercising their First Amendment rights. Not at all.
No, I support strongly the right of people to peaceably demonstrate and voice their opinions and voice their First Amendment rights. That this is not peaceful. This is all illegal, criminal activity. And they're covering and they're lying about it. They're impeaching their credibility when they put out this garbage press release saying that they were playing me. I mean, that is the worst cover your ass excuse I've ever seen. If you're going to counter sting, I'm in the business of stinging people, investigating, going undercover. If you're going to counter sting someone and you're going to do a conspiracy to do it, it would be on one email. We have all their emails. And they continue to CC our undercover reporters, even up to the moment this video was released. A month later, they were CCing our undercover reporters about all their specific plans.
Wow.
So
yeah.
This notion that they're counter-stinging me or that I'm inciting the violence is rubbish, and it's laughable. The media is falling for it, but what do we expect? That's why I got to fight them back by dripping out videos until they're shamed into covering it.
I think things are going to change with the new attorney general. I think Senator Sessions, when he becomes attorney general, is going to have a very different approach to this than we've seen from Eric Holder and from Loretta Lynch, who basically have looked the other way as we see these acts happen. I mean, they looked the other way when we had a video that exposed the new Black Panthers intimidating people at voting booths. They don't, their investigation into crimes is unbelievably political. But I think that they're going to take this very seriously in the next administration, which will only be a short time after these events that they're planning. So I think it's going to be a very dangerous thing for them to continue to go ahead with these events. Hopefully, you exposing this will stop these things from happening. But still, for them to plan it is a crime. To conspire to commit a crime is a crime in and of itself. It's very important.
It's very important, and I don't think they're going to stop doing it. I think they are immune from accountability, and there's a hubris because they've been getting away with it for years. I mean, I've spent years under the thumb of my government. I've been mistreated by my government. I have been subpoenaed. I have been issued criminal grand jury subpoenas. I've been investigated. I've been sent to prison for bringing a camera into a federal building with my real driver's license. Okay, journalism has been made criminal in this country, and I think things will change. But I'll always be a gorilla because I still have to fight these forces, these mainstream media forces that seek to deprive people of information. I still have to fight an uphill battle, and as long as I have to do that, we have to play these games, which I shouldn't have to play, where when they issue a response, I have to issue a little bit of information, trickling it out, showing they lied about that. This is what we have to do, and we're going to continue to do it. Look at the video. It's out in a few minutes on Project Veritas.
I know you've got to go soon. Can you stay with us a little bit into the next segment?
I got to run because I got to get this video out.
All right, I understand. So you can look at that video. You can find that at projectveritas.com. Thank you so much for joining us, James O'Keefe. We'll be right back.
March, the Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I think that there's no question that the process...
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and just a reminder that Alex Jones is going to be here in the studio in 1 hour with a huge announcement as he said, concerning attacks of a lethal nature surrounding the Trump inauguration. I want to take a look at the toxic rhetoric that is coming out. We were just talking to James O'Keefe, and he was talking about the undercover investigation that showed that they have people in Washington, as we've talked about, people like Bill Ayers and others, the Communist Party leaders who are pushing to agitate, to disrupt paid protesters that are being solicited in 20 different cities to go to Washington. They want to block traffic. They want to stop chains. As he's pointing out, this second video in their undercover investigation shows that they're going to be trying to chain trains so that they can't move. I guess maybe that's kind of a picture of what Obama's been doing to the economy with his last-minute regulations, especially trying to chain us so that we can't move, we can't do anything. But it's quite dangerous. And what they're talking about doing at the deplorable, in that first part of the report that we saw yesterday, they were talking about how they wanted to panic people. They wanted to create a panic at the deplorable with this butyric acid in the ventilation system, trying to get a stampede of people out of that building. You know, I talked 2 days ago about how in Germany, a court there said that it wasn't really anti-Semitism. It wasn't a hate crime. And, you know, hey, it's a little bit of arson. But, you know, we'll protect that as free speech because you set this. They had a bunch of Arabs who got drunk and set a synagogue on fire. And they said, that's okay. They were upset about Israel's foreign policy. So it's okay to try to burn down a synagogue. And if anybody's in there, sorry about that. You know, if it spreads to other places, sorry. If it injures German firefighters, try to put that. That's okay. They were just expressing their opinion about Israel. And as one member of parliament there said, these people, these German Jews who are going to the synagogue, they don't have anything to do with Israeli foreign policy. Neither do the firemen who would get injured putting out that arson. So, yes, it was hate speech, it was anti-Semitism, and it was arson. But, of course, they said that was fine, and yet at the same time that is happening, you got Angela Merkel saying, we're going to go after people on social media. We don't want any of that hateful stuff that you people are saying on social media. We are going to be the arbiters of whatever you're saying, whether it's true, whether it's hateful, and we're going to decide that we're going to come after you because we cannot allow that to happen. See, what they're concerned about is not physical violence. Angela Merkel is going to continue to bring in people. She's doubled down on her proposals, even as Trump has said this is an awful thing that she did, said that over the weekend, criticized NATO for being totally ineffective in terms of its response and its ability to combat terrorism. But she's going to continue to do that. And they're going to continue to shut down people who are dangerous to them, not the terrorists that they do want to have come into the countries to create disorder so they can increase the size of government. No, the thing that is dangerous to them is anybody that opposes their politics, that opposes their political party. That's the danger that they're concerned about. You want to set buildings on fire? We don't care. You want to shoot people on the streets, run them down with big semi-trailers? We don't care. You want to criticize the government? Ah, we care. We care a lot about that. And we're going to come down with a hammer on you about that. Now, we're going to talk about this whole Russian narrative. We got a couple of interesting video clips with this as well. I'm going to start with Al Sharpton here in just a moment. But before we do, I want to remind you that the sale that we put on at the beginning of the year to help you start with new habits in a new year, make yourself healthier, and to help your family, the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative, putting some of our most popular supplements on sale, that is about to end. It's going to be ending the end of this week. Brainforce, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off. At 20% off, we have Secret 12, Vitamin B12. That's our liquid formulation. Very easy to take, very easy to assimilate. You take it, put a little bit under your tongue, and your body can absorb that very easily sublingually. Okay, well, you don't want to get the vitamin B injections, probably. Who likes to get a shot, right? But you can take this very easily orally, and it's just as effective as getting a shot. Also, Liver Shield, 20% off. Prostagard, 20% off. And Knockout, that's our sleep aid that has all natural ingredients. That's something that is very important for your health to get a restful night's sleep. Knockout is there at 20% off, and many others you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. Those sales are about to end at the end of this week. I want to play Al Sharpton and his comments, again, pushing this idea, like we saw with John Lewis. We've got all these black leaders coming out now because it's Martin Luther King Day yesterday. And so you have all these black leaders saying Donald Trump is not legitimate. and we are not going to go to the inauguration. It's like, fine, don't go. But not legitimate. Here's Al Sharpton to tell us what's legitimate and what's not legitimate.
I think that there's no question that the process that elected him was not legitimate. When you look at the now evidence from the intelligence agencies that there was the influence from the Russians, clearly the process has a serious questions about it.
All that influence from the Russians. Yeah, you know, and of course that's Al Sharpton, an unimpeachable source of integrity. The guy who was behind the Tawana Brawley fraud, okay, made a lot of money with that. He's lost a lot of weight. He hasn't gained any credibility, okay? And then we got John Lewis, a guy who did some important things in the civil rights movement. And then, of course, remember that when John Lewis calls Donald Trump illegitimate, he also said John McCain and Sarah Palin were another George Wallace. He said the same thing about Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, they're another George Wallace. These are racist people, okay? So he's, you kind of get the idea that he's now become a partisan hack as a member of Congress. You know, what happened to civil rights 50, 55 years ago when he was involved? What has he been doing for the last 30 years? He has been a political hack. And not even just against Democrats, but against Republicans, but against some of his own fellow Democrats. There he is with Hillary Clinton, because remember that in the primary, it was John Lewis who said, Bernie Sanders, he never did anything in the civil rights movement. Bernie Sanders then put out pictures showing him involved in the civil rights movement. But do you see any criticisms, as I pointed out last night, the nightly news? Did you ever see any criticisms of John Lewis, of people like Morris Deas, who was involved in the civil rights movement, on the side of the Ku Klux Klan, defending them, then became the CEO and the founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center? To make a lot of money, to profit off of it. The only thing he did in the civil rights movement, the guy with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, the people that are the go-to Bible for the FBI, for federal agencies, for the mainstream media, and fingering people and saying, these people are racist, these people are hate mongers, okay? Those people, all they did during the civil rights movement was defend the Ku Klux Klan and then set the rest of it out while he was out making a fistful of money with a direct mail campaign, and then he started using Southern Poverty Law Center as a direct mail fundraiser. Funny, yeah, funny money. That's where these guys have hung out. Did you ever see John Lewis complain about him or complain about these other people that were in the Democrat Party and just switched sides, like Robert Byrd, who was a high up in the KKK, and then he becomes a high leader in the Senate? They don't have any problem with him. Bill and Hillary don't have any problem with them. So Bernie Sanders understands that these guys, people like John Lewis, hacked the Democrat primary against him. And we've got the emails showing that Hillary was conspiring with the DNC, with the mainstream media, against Bernie Sanders. At the same time, you got this political hack, John Lewis, saying, Bernie Sanders, I never saw him in the civil rights movement. But let's take a look at what's going on with this Russian narrative that these guys are also pushing at the same time. There is a BBC documentary that is coming out, and it's being put out by a program on the BBC called Panorama. And before I play that for you, I just want to, there's also a report from The Guardian, where Vladimir Putin has commented for the first time, making his first public remarks on these claims about the dirty dossier and these other things. He said, those behind Trump's dossier are, quote, worse than prostitutes. And this is what Putin said about Donald Trump in his public remarks. He said that the idea that Trump was essentially a Russian intelligence asset was nonsense. He said, quote, I've never met him. I don't know what he'll do on the world stage, so I have no reason either to criticize him or to defend him. But he goes, this is an adult man and a man who for years organized beauty contests, spoke with the most beautiful women in the world. I can hardly believe that he ran off to meet with our girls of low social morals. Although, of course, ours are the best in the world. It's like, oh yeah, he wouldn't do anything with prostitutes. But of course, we have the best looking prostitutes in the world, according to Putin. Then he goes on to say, the people who order these fakes, which are being spread against the president-elect of America and use them in a political battle, are worse than prostitutes. They have no moral limits. All right, so with that in mind, let's take a look at how the BBC is prostituting itself on this program, Panorama. And remember, it was the BBC that, after things came to light with Jimmy Savile, remember the lifelong pedophile who was connected to the royal family, who was connected to all the UK elites. And as Alex Jones pointed out, David Icke would come on the program and start to talk about Jimmy Savile and don't want to get into a lawsuit here or things that we can't prove. Well, it was proven after he died. The BBC even did a documentary on it at the middle level, and of course the BBC higher ups spiked that documentary. There were multiple investigations that had been started during Jimmy Savile's lifetime by Scotland Yard, the people lower down. But again, compartmentalization, right? They didn't know that he was a protected individual until people higher up in Scotland Yard shut down the investigation. So with that in mind, I want to play for you a little bit of this video trailer. And it's called Donald Trump. They talk about Donald Trump and they put him out there as, quote unquote, the Kremlin candidate. That's actually the name of their so-called documentary.
Was Donald Trump helped into the White House by Vladimir Putin?
This is clearly the most serious blow to our democratic system since Watergate.
A spy on the run, honey trap, cyber war, the Kremlin has formed.
Russia, they do this like bread and butter. It is part of their being.
Trump denies everything and blames the CIA.
That's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do.
As he's about to take office, we ask, what does the Trump-Putin romance mean for us?
Oh, disgusting.
It's not going to be business as usual.
And what happens if the two leaders fall out?
There's a bit of a firefight behind us.
As you saw in that clip, they show a picture of Nigel Farage. They're trying to tarnish Nigel Farage. They're going to imply that, oh, he's part of this Russian honey trap or this Russian conspiracy as well. Now, there's an article from the Express in the UK pushing back against this. They said the BBC and Fresh Bias row as Panorama brands Donald Trump the Kremlin candidate. They said the BBC is facing fresh accusations of bias after this documentary labeling Donald Trump as a Kremlin candidate. And, of course, that is to refer to the Manchurian candidate. We've had that narrative being sold to us by multiple mainstream medias, organizations this last week here in the United States. Interesting, isn't it, how all these things come together at the same time. And I want to read you some of the quotes that people have responded to here. And these are people in the UK. This is a UK article. They say, one furious viewer tweeted, I don't like Trump, but this fanatical anti-Russian propaganda is stupid. Hillary lost because a lot of people hate her. Another one said, Panorama or propaganda? Why do I have to pay for your BS? Because in the UK, you are forced to pay for the BBC in a very open way. Here, we subsidize NPR in a little bit more indirect way. So you don't see it directly. And you don't see the subsidies that go to so many of the mainstream media outlets either. They bury those things there. Another wrote, the world is changing. You've had your time, BBC, and the people are seeing through your illiberal bias. But you know, there actually may be something to this. We actually have a clip here of a Russian hacker who's admitted that Putin hacked Trump. Here's that clip.
Here we are, the Russian hackers.
Russian hackers?
A Russian hack?
Russian hacking?
Russian hacking?
Russian hacking.
We're going to tell you the whole truth, because from now, you, the dear CIA, NSA, and FBI, won't be able to do anything about it.
I won. I mean, I became president.
Nice try with the report.
Total disaster.
But you failed to find the most important element. We don't need to hack Trump's Twitter, as CNN suggests.
You are fake news.
We hacked Donald Trump himself. You remember him praising Putin for not implementing counter-sanctions? That was Putin praising himself with Trump's hands. Every American politician knows the more sanctions, the better.
New sanctions.
Additional sanctions.
Increases in sanctions.
So, now, Trump is ours. As soon as your president does something you don't like, you'll shout Russian hackers.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
And you, the guys in intelligence, you still haven't discovered the main thing.
How did we manage to hack more than 60 million Americans who simply chose to kick out the establishment?
A little parody piece there from RT, and the person you see behind the mask, he takes off that mask and goes, oh, how do we manage to convince all these people? And, of course, The RT was figured prominently at the center of this fake intelligence report, even going back and saying, look at these programs going back to 2012. Look, they were involved in criticizing Barack Obama. Well, they didn't have an effect then, did they? And they talked about programs that haven't been in existence for several years at RT. This is the kind of narrative that we see continually being put out there. And yet at the same time, there is some Russian hacking involved with the Democrats that you haven't really heard about. And this is something I've alluded to a couple of times, but I want to get down into it and tell you exactly what happened when we come back in the next segment. I don't have enough time to talk about it this segment. But this is a report that was put out by Politico, and only a few conservative news outlets have picked up on this detailed report from Politico. Now, of course, they talk about Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Donald Trump, to work with the Democrat National Committee to sabotage Donald Trump. But they do it in a way, and of course they kind of backpedal, being Politico, and these are the people. Here's a recent headline from Politico. Trump and the world readies for a leap into darkness, okay? This is their perspective on the inauguration. So you know where Politico is coming from, even if you haven't been to their site and see the biased news of Politico. Very biased site, very leftist site. But they reported on this, and I think it's kind of interesting that it was coming from Politico, because it looks like they're trying to get out ahead of this and put a positive spin on this before other people focus on what's been discovered. But we're going to talk about that, and we're going to take their spin off of it when we come back. Stay with us.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you.
the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex Jones is in the building. He will be taking the next hour. He has a very important announcement that he's going to be making at the bottom of the next hour, but he will be taking the show over in the next, after the top of the hour. This segment, I want to finish up on what I was talking about with Ukraine, because I think what we see here from this Politico article that came out on the 11th is really an attempt for them to get ahead of the story, to put a spin on this for the Democrats, because that's where Politico has hung out. And what they talk about with this is Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Trump have actually backfired. And, of course, they're saying this is going to make it very difficult for Ukrainians to get any influence in the Trump administration, just as we see reports that these never-Trumpers are saying, hey, we're available if you want us for jobs in Washington. It's like, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're not too interested. Well, it looks like they have kind of damaged themselves. But I want you to see how this developed. And they point out a Ukrainian-American operative who was a consultant for the Democrat National Committee, met with top officials in the Ukrainian embassy in Washington in an effort to expose ties between Trump, Paul Manafort, and Russia. Now, remember, at the same time, John Podesta's brother was heavily involved with a lobbyist firm. And, of course, John Podesta and his brother lived together. They're very close. And their connections on the Podesta side to Russia as well, but those were never talked about by the mainstream media, were they? So they wanted to try to focus this and create a situation with Paul Manafort and Russia against Trump. They say Ukrainian efforts had an impact in the race. They helped to force Manafort's resignation. They advanced the narrative that Trump's campaign was deeply connected to Ukrainian foe to the east, Russia. And then they go through and they talk about, well, you know, we've seen that James Clapper and the intelligence community have proven that there were direct efforts by Vladimir Putin. Because remember, this is Politico. And then they say, but there's little evidence of such a top-down effort by Ukraine. Really? Okay. Well, let's go through and see exactly what happened. They say, nevertheless, Politico's investigation found evidence of Ukrainian government involvement in the race that appears to strain diplomatic protocol that dictates that governments refrain from engaging in each other's elections. So they admit that the Ukrainian government, with this Ukrainian-American working as a longtime consultant for the Democrat National Committee. She worked there from 2004 to 2016. Her name is Alexandra Chalupa. She worked at the White House Office of Public Liaison during the Clinton administration, then worked to work for the DNC. So she's got Clinton credentials. She's got DNC credentials for 12 years, and she's a Ukrainian. She goes with the Ukrainian embassy to work on this narrative about Trump and the Russians. They say that she began researching Manafort's role in Yanukovych's rise in Ukraine. She said that when Trump's unlikely presidential campaign began surging in 2015, she began focusing more on the research and expanded it to include Trump's ties to Russia as well. See, she and the DNC are really the fountainhead of this report. That's the thing that you need to understand. They say she occasionally shared her findings, occasionally shared her findings with officials from the DNC and Clinton campaign. Of course she did. She's worked for the DNC and Clinton's years and years. Chalupa told a senior DNC official that when it came to the Trump campaign, she said, I felt there was a Russian connection. So, yeah, that's what we got from the Intelligence Committee, right? They said, well, you know, we just feel like that's something that the Russians would do. That was the proof that they gave us. We feel like that was something that they would do, that they had the capability to do that. Well, of course they did. A lot of people had the capability to do that type of thing. The very first Guccifer, remember some of these came with somebody that was, we don't know who it was exactly, Guccifer 2.0, but they did catch Guccifer 1.0, and it was a guy living in Romania with no computer science experience or programming experience or anything. He just guessed passwords. We got all these emails on Colin Powell, on George W. Bush, and so forth. You don't have to have state-level intelligence to do this, but that's what we see. She says, well, I felt that it was that way. This is where it started, folks. And Politico goes through this, tries to spin it, and say, well, it's not exactly, but it is. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.